Our scripture reading today is Psalms 8:4-6. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet. Romans 8:31-32. More than conquerors. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him all up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
So again, I give honor today to our elders and to our trustees. And I actually did forget one announcement. Elders meeting. I'm sorry. We have that elders meeting Thursday at 10 a.m. So elders, please meet me here 10 a.m. And so I give honor to our elders, to the trustees, the board, and the congregation. And again, I'm just so thankful to be here. I'm just so thankful for God that he's the head of my life. I thank him that he truly, and this is what our topic is today, he is concerned with everything that concerns us. Everything that concerns you, God is concerned with it. And so that's what I want to talk about today. And I love the slide that Lori did for us to show you exactly what everything means. It's anything that you may be going through, your family, money, peace, friends, eternal salvation, health and aging, your pets, loneliness. God is concerned about those things. If it's concerning you, he's concerned about it. And so I want to share a story to start off. A few years back, I was invited to, my sister and I were invited to meet the president. And, it was a special time because I had just finished radiation and I only had about 5 months left of, chemotherapy that I was doing. And so I wasn't sure if I'd be able to attend. I wasn't sure if I'd be strong enough to attend, but I was. God gave me the strength to attend the ceremony, and I got to meet the president, and we got to take pictures with him, and it was so cool. We were so excited that we had the opportunity to do this. And so we went home, and you know, we were telling everyone we got to meet the president, and we were just so excited, and it was a thrill. It was really a thrilling day. But we kept waiting to get these pictures back that we'd taken so we could put them on Facebook like everybody else to show, hey, I got a picture with the president. And so we were waiting and we were waiting and we didn't get a picture. We didn't get it back. I was like, oh man, I wonder where it is. And so I started calling people that I know. Did you get yours back? And yeah, we got ours back. And I said, well, who do I contact? How do I find this? And I didn't. I couldn't make contact with anyone. 1 year went by and I was still, well, it could still happen. You know, I'm going to keep the faith. It could still happen. We could still find this. I said, let's keep believing. We're going to get that picture back. Year two went by and I wasn't quite as confident, but still it could happen. Why would we get to take them if we weren't going to have this picture? Years three and four went by and I was like, okay, I'm kind of losing a little hope here that we'll find these pictures. But I, again, for whatever the reason, in year five, I started to reach out again to people and see, did you ever get your picture and who did you contact or who did you talk to? And so, I was given a name and I kept it. I couldn't quite find him right then, but I kept that name in my mind. And, I was speaking at an event. And after the event, I was helping to clean up, and a man came up to me, and we just started talking, and he said his name. I'm like, that's the name that that they told me I should contact. And so I was kind of embarrassed because it's been 5 years, and I'm like, gosh, it's just a picture. It's not, you know, it's not anything important, you know. And so I said, well, I felt really strongly in my spirit. Go ahead and ask him. This is your chance, you know. Go ahead and ask. So I asked him and I told him who I was and he started laughing and he said, you know what? This lady over here just asked me for her mother's picture. So apparently a lot of people asked for they weren't getting their pictures. Anyway, he said, send me your name and, we'll see if I can find it. So as soon as I got home, I got on and I found his Facebook profile and I sent him the email with my name and everything on there. And in a matter of minutes, He sent back the pictures of my sister and I. 5 years it took. But what I learned in this story that I'm sharing that I hope you'll see is that God was concerned with that because it was concerning me. I was concerned with it because it had such a special memory. It was tied to my cancer recovery. And, you know, when we got this, I mean, it was the president. So we had this opportunity, but it was special to me. God to me was showing me, I'm concerned about everything that concerns you. And that's what I want to share with you today. Nothing is too small. If it concerns you, God is concerned with it and he wants to bring about an answer for you. And so that one I'm very happy about. And believe me, I posted those pictures. We did get them back. But I want to go to scripture, Psalms 8, 4 through 6, because he is concerned. And I know there are things that lay on your heart, things that worry you. And sometimes we do think, well, it's really nothing. And who am I to ask God for this? Who am I to think I deserve this? But he is so concerned with you. God loves you and he is so concerned with everything that is concerned, that concerns you. So Psalms 8, 4 through 6 says, what is man that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet. And David is asking this question, what are we that you care so much for us? And that's what I want you to really receive. He cares so much for you. He made us just a little lower than the angels. God loves you. He cares about what you care about, what concerns you. And so feel free to ask him. Feel free to go into his presence and speak and share. God, I need this. God, I'm feeling like this. It's important that we know God cares for us and everything that we're concerned with, he's concerned with. And have you ever just like thought of something? Gosh, I wish I had this, or I wish I had the answer, and immediately it was answered for you, because he cares about us. Now, not always is it immediate. In my case, it was 5 years. However, in some cases, it's immediate that he has the answer because he cares so much for us. Amen. Amen. All right. 1 Samuel 1, 10 through 11. I want to give this example. I really love this story because it's the story of Hannah. And if you're familiar with the story of Hannah, Hannah's husband had Peninnah, his first wife, and then Hannah. And Peninnah had children. She had many children, but Hannah was barren. And Peninnah didn't take the opportunity to throw that in her face that Hannah was barren and let her know, I have all of his children and you have none. And just to keep rubbing that, you know, rubbing salt in the wound that Hannah was barren. But God was concerned with Hannah. He was concerned the fact that she was so upset. She was so distraught and grief stricken that she couldn't give her husband a baby. And God, she went to him in prayer. And that's what this scripture is in 1 Samuel 1, 10 through 11. It says, in her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly, and she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be on his head. And that's exactly what God did. He gave her Samuel. He was familiar with that grief that she was feeling. He was concerned with what concerned her. Some women, I mean, in the Bible, we find this story a lot that women are barren. Some are. And, not all get that answer, but God was concerned with Hannah. He was concerned with that grief that she felt. And then in return, she gave Samuel back to the Lord. And that's an important part too of him being concerned with us. We need to give our time back to him. Do what it is he's calling us to do. Reach people for him in return. Not that he's requiring it, but just because we love him, that we would do exactly what he's calling us to do, that we would walk in that, knowing that he is so concerned with everything that concerns you. And I keep saying it because I want you to really get it. I keep saying he's concerned. I want you to hear that word. We all are sometimes just, we're concerned with issues, the issues of life. They have us, And we are very concerned with it. But no, you're not alone in that. God is concerned with everything that concerns you, everything that bothers you, everything that brings you grief, things that bring you joy. God is concerned with those things. So it's important that I want you truly to get that today, that he is concerned. Nothing's too small for him to be concerned with. You know, sometimes I think of some of the prayers that I prayed, and sometimes someone will say, God doesn't care about that. But that's just so not true. If it's important to me, it's important to him because he loves us so. So he is truly, truly concerned with you. I think of my mom, as you all know, she was a pastor, and she passed away a few months back. But I walked with her a lot, and I saw her walking the floor in the church or even at home, just praying to God and seeking God for the members and seeking God for the things that she had need of. And I watched God supply those needs. I watched him be concerned with the things that concerned her, whether they were big things or little things. It was money, or if it was family, or whatever it may be. I watched God supply that need for her because he was concerned. And it was such a good example. I'm sure it led me here today to this point, but he was concerned with her and all those things that concern her. So I know that it could be, you know, God really does care, whether it's sickness, whether it's finance, whether it's work-related, family grief, depression or loneliness, God is concerned. The word says there's no good thing God will withhold from you who walk upright before him. No good thing will he withhold from you. So I have another example. You guys know I love to share. I love my examples because I think it points it out to you, helps you to really see what I'm saying. And in this example, you get two for one. So this is the example of Jairus and his daughter, and also the woman with the issue of blood. And it's found in Matthew 9:18-26. And it says, while he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, my daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live. Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched him, the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, if I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus entered the synagogue leader's house and saw the noisy crowd and people playing pipes, he said, go away. This girl is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread throughout the region. And in this scripture, Jesus was confronted with two issues. There were two issues right at that same time. First, he's with Jairus, and Jairus is saying, my daughter has died and I need you. And I know if you will just come to the house and lay your hands on her, she will live. And before he could get there, the woman with the issue of blood came and touched the hem of his garment. And you know, sometimes it feels that we feel Jesus can't do it all. He can't bless her and bless me, and you know, but he really can. He's concerned with you. He's concerned with you. He's concerned with you. He's concerned with each one of us, and he can meet us each at our point of need, just how he did here. The woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment, and immediately she was healed. He was concerned with her and that issue. She'd had it for 12 years. Can you imagine being sick for 12 years and nothing can help you? And immediately she touched Jesus' garment and she was healed. And in that same moment, Jairus is standing there thinking, well, wait, my daughter, what about my daughter? I got here first. You know, don't we think like that sometimes? I was here first. How are you going to heal her first? But no, God said, I'm concerned with both. I'm concerned with both of your issues, and I'm God. I can take care of both. He went in and he had to get rid of all of the naysayers and the negative. And you know, I talk about that a lot, that we have to watch who we surround ourselves with. Can't just be negative voices around us. We have to be careful who we surround ourselves with. And that's just aside from my topic today. But be careful who you surround yourself with. You want people who are praying for you, who are for you, to be in your corner. So anyway, he got into the house with Jairus' daughter, and immediately he was concerned with Jairus' need. Can you imagine thinking your daughter is dead and the person who can help you has stopped here to help someone else? And you're thinking, oh my God, my daughter's dead. But when he got into the house with Jairus, he was able to touch the young lady. She was up and she was well. So God is concerned, and that's just the point I'm making. He is concerned with everything that concerns you. And you don't have to worry that he can't do it because he's blessing so many. He can do it. He's God. Amen. He can bless and he can keep you. So one last story before I do my last sermon. My last scripture. One last story that I want to share. And it's another one that happened to me just recently. As I said again, I mentioned my mom a lot because she was such a big part of my life. But whenever I would have to go out and do sermons or do speeches or whatever it may be, I lived with my mom and dad. Before I would leave the house, she would pray for me. She'd pray for me and she'd speak positive into my spirit. And then I'd go off and do whatever it is I needed to do. Felt better. I felt so confident. And, you know, it's so nice to have someone speaking positive into your life. And I'm usually always nervous when I have to speak. And so she would say, God's got you. You can do this. You go out and you do what you know to do. So the other day I had to do a service. And I was very nervous. I just was nervous about it. And it just was kind of new to me. And I just was so nervous. I just was almost shaken. I was so nervous about it. And my mom's not there. So I left the house and I thought, oh gosh, mom's not here. And my siblings all prayed for me, but it's not the same. It just wasn't, you know, it was nice. And I really thanked them all. And I thank God for them. But it wasn't quite the same as when my mom would do it. So I went to the event. I was out and I was greeting people before I had to go in and do my part. And this older lady came in. She looked at me and she smiled. And then she went in and sat down. And then a minute later, she came back out. She touched my arm and she said, God told me to come out here and pray for you. And I said, oh, thank you so much. I just felt like such relief. And I said, thank you so much. And she started to pray for me. And then she said, now take a deep breath. You go out there and you do what you know to do. You got this. You go out there. And I did. I felt such relief. I felt as if God was sending my mom. You know, she wasn't my mom. She didn't even look like my mom. But it felt like just what my mom would have said and what she would have done. Because God was so concerned with what was concerning me at that moment. He was so concerned for me that he sent that relief, what I needed to go out. And I did. I went out and I did what I needed to do. And what was so cool is she sat right in front of me. She sat in front of me as I talked and I said the things I needed to do. And then she got up. She came up to me and she said, you did wonderful. And then she left. I don't know her name. I've never seen her before and I haven't seen her since. I just feel like God sent, he was so concerned with me on that day and what I was missing my mom. And he, you know, so even when we're missing our people, when we're feeling grief, when we're feeling loneliness and depression, he's concerned with those things. And so for me, I've been telling everybody this story because it touched me. So I felt like, well, God was right there and he sent this lady that I still don't know. I was trying to find out who she is just so that I could thank her again. But truly, it was God. He was concerned with me that day. He was concerned with what was concerning me. And it's the same way with you. If you're going through something, know that he is concerned with that issue. He is concerned with your children. You may be lonely without them, or they're going through issues and you can't actually solve them for them. But God is concerned with that, and he hears your prayers, and he will work it out for you. He works all things together for the good of them that love him and who are called according to his purpose. And now my final scripture is Romans 8:31. And it says, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? If God is for you, who can be against you? God is concerned with everything that concerns you. And if he's for you, not anyone can stop him. No weapon formed against you can prosper because God is for you. Nothing can come against you because God is for you. So if he is for you, who can be against you? Don't give up on God now. He will not give up on you. He is concerned with everything that concerns you. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You are such a wonderful and awesome God. And we just give you praise today for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you, God, that you are so concerned with us, that God, you meet every need, God, that you bless and you keep us. And Lord, that you love us. We just bless you today. And we thank you. We thank you that you are concerned for us and for every need that we have. And as always, God, I pray for those who are in need of healing. You are the healer and your healing power is amazing. And so, God, we speak healing, God, over each and everyone here who is in need of healing. We speak healing, God, in every area, not just in a physical body, God, but in the mental body, God. Lord, we thank you that you meet those mental needs, God, that you meet those spiritual needs. We thank you, Lord, that your healing virtue will flow, God, from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet. And we give you, God, all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory because you are so worthy. We love and honor you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.